Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu. Before you call me up on my pronunciation of Benjamin Netanyahu, just bear in mind, here's something to put a halt to your gallivanting. You're about to say your pronunciation is incorrect. Well, you pronounced pronunciation wrong. The word is pronunciation, not pronunciation. So until you have that right. And the other thing, a lot of you foreigners like to put people down, I've noticed, on the internet by using the word retard. They say, you're a retard. 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 That's what they say. It's meant as a term of abuse. Well, I'm bringing a new rule. Before you call anyone a retard, you should be able to pronounce the word retard. It's not retard, it's retard. Retard, retard. Or else you could just say something worth saying instead and stop with the words like that. You shower of bollocks. Anyway, on with the show. Benjamin Netanyahu.
You're listening to Into Your Head, hosted by Neil, Ireland's version of the Octomom. Except he's a dude. And has cats.
Absolutely fantastic.
You join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's Into Your Head, number 572 for Friday. We've a lot to get on with today. Items that need to be attended to. Issues that need to be addressed. Topics. Oh, topics. We've got lots and lots of topics positively booming to this. The usual crap, you know, the usual rigmarole that we go through here. We've got lots and lots of topics. We're positively booming to the seams with topics, etc. I thought we were supposed to be changing that. Well, we will in the fullness of time, in the swiftness of, well, maybe not swiftness. Swiftness implies speed and fastness. If it were swift, it would be being over and done with by now. We wouldn't still be talking about it. Which I believe is the whole point. But no. I just oiled my chair, though. That's the good news. My chair, which has been needing oiling. Oh, it's still a bit squeaky. I'll have to redo that later. But I've made a start into oiling my chair. I got the oil today. It's right behind me on the floor there in a bottle. I've got... Some sort of oil that apparently will do the trick when I do it properly. It's like I've half done it now. You can't half do a trick. You can't get a rabbit and pull her halfway out of a hat and say, oh, look, here's a rabbit's head and one of its lungs and half of its ribs and one of its forearms. In fact, two of its forearms, if we're doing it by halves, I suppose. Although I suppose that would still be quite impressive. If you can pull half a rabbit out of a hat that wasn't there in the first place, surely that's just as impressive as pulling a full half rabbit out of a hat. Especially, in fact, even more impressive if it's alive and it's half a rabbit. Although it wouldn't particularly be impressive if it's obvious that the rest of the rabbit is still attached to it and just hasn't emerged yet, I suppose. But this is the whole looking a gift horse in the mouth. We're so jaded these days that when a man pulls a rabbit out of a hat, out of nowhere inside a hat, out of a freaking vacuum that he's created inside a hat, we're not impressed. We say, where's the rest of the freaking rabbit? Is that all you've got? Would you not pull out a 3D movie or something? A 3D movie of Alice in Wonderland with a talking fake rabbit? Absolutely fucking ridiculous. The man pulls a live rabbit out of his hat, and all we can say is, where's your man? Where's your man out of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory version 2 doing his mad hatter thing? Why isn't he there? Is this his hat? In which case, you've ripped this hat off from someone. It's not your idea. It's what do you call that thing? It's derivative. This hat idea is derivative of Alice in Wonderland. That fella, in fact, he's not the first fella to pull something out of a hat. Who the fuck does he think he is? Absolutely fucking ridiculous.
You're listening to Into Your Head because you couldn't find anything better now, could you?
Two cats walk into a cigarette factory. By cigarette factory, I mean, where do they grow cigarette tobacco? I presume is tobacco growing a field? I don't know. I'm not going to go looking it up because I don't want to look stupid. If you sit here recording yourself looking up where cigarettes, tobacco comes from, you're just going to look stupid. So I'd rather just wallow in ignorance than do that because image is important. Image is important. Thirst is nothing. Obey your image. That's what they used to say. The people who were objecting to the 7-Up slogan. There was a 7-Up slogan a few years ago. Obey your thirst. Or was it Sprite? I don't know. It was either 7-Up or Sprite. Maybe a combination of the two. If you mix 7-Up and Sprite together, you get you get piss. You get piss and piss. Mixing two pisses together does not a champagne make. Unless, of course, you were. I know what you're thinking there. He's going to say something now about some fella drinking champagne and then pissing it out. No, that doesn't count, because the piss that you make when you put champagne through your system is not 7-Up and Sprite mixed. Unless, of course, you're mixing the champagne with 7-Up or Sprite. Why would you do that? The champagne is already fizzy. No, the only time you'd mix wine with 7-Up or Sprite is when the wine isn't already fizzy. You wouldn't even do that with a cheap sparkling wine. What's the difference between sparkling wine and champagne, incidentally? Apart from the name. Bollocks. Where am I even going with this? I don't know. I'm distracted. I'm watching out the window because my new printer is coming. Possibly some more I've spent the last 6 months of my life ordering cables of different kinds and getting them and doing various assorted things. My iPad turned up, incidentally. I have an iPadlet now. I'm getting ready. It's going to become an integral part of the show as soon as some more cables turn up and I do some other things. I was playing with it this morning. I may even start recording some segments in their entirety on the iPadlet. We'll see. I've already made some music on it. It was absolutely fucking fantastic. I may insert them into this show. But we're just beginning. This is just the beginning. The beginning is just the beginning. The end is just the end. Anything in between is just filler. That's how life is. Anything between the beginning and the end of your life is nothing but filler. It's the hamburger helper of the universe world. That's what they say. I don't think we even have hamburger helper over here, although they've probably brought it in now since the recession. If you go into a supermarket over here now these days, it's all changed. They have all sorts of own brand crap because people can't afford the real crap anymore, so they have own brand supermarket generic crap. My local Super Value has a whole section where they showcase their generic stuff. Now you go up to it, all you see is white packaging. They'll have generic cling film, generic cat food that they won't eat because it tastes like shit. Generic cat food from Super Value, from the new range from Super Value, tastes like shit, incidentally, and they won't eat it, except maybe the canned stuff, but they certainly won't eat the dried Super Value canned cat food that they're putting out now, because it's complete crap. And don't try to fob me off with the Centra stuff either, because that's just the same stuff but sold in 3 packs instead of 6, so they can charge more and put in their little garages. Don't be fooled. I've become an expert these last few years in shopping because I'm a house husband. The rest of you, though, I worry about the rest of you, because you go out about your day. You'll be walking through Dublin on your way to work and you'll see a big fancy Centra, one of their showcase stores. Their flagship stores that they have in the city. And you'll go into a Centra and you see, there's cat food. That looks fucking fantastic, and it looks great. Their own brand cat food, and it says it's on special. It's only €28 for 3 cans. That looks fantastic. I'm going to get myself some of that. And then you go home and you realise you don't even have a frigging cat. Well, if that happens to you, just send me the cat food. Email me for an address and I'll send you an address where you can send your cat food that you bought accidentally because you got carried away in a city centre. I understand completely. I used to go into Dublin every day, and they'd have these big fancy centres and these big fancy spas and these big fancy Lunduses and these big fancy everything up in the city. I can tell you, half of that stuff is gone now. There's no Virgin Megastore up there. I'm going to go into town next week. I'm going to get together the last few energy drinks that I'm compiling into a collection for a listener in America. I'm going to send them. I'm going to post them to him from the GPO in Dublin, birthplace of the Irish Free State. I don't know the exact details, but it's a place where I used to work, and many decades before that there was basically a war and the country was invented there. So I'm going to be posting you the energy drinks from there after I collect the last few from the various the various convenience stores around the city, because you won't get much down here, I can tell you. Or don't go for your fancy variety energy drinks. No. I get my energy drinks in a van from Tesco. I get them, I cram them into a list on the Tesco website and order them. Or alternatively, I go to Lidl and throw a load of crap into a trolley. And then I go off about my business. Where are we? 6 minutes and 20 seconds. That's absolutely fucking isn't that fucking fantastic? Isn't it? I need a piss.
Hello, I'm Dustin Meehan. How many of you can say that?
Did we ever finish the story about the two cats who walked into the cigarette factory? I don't think we did. No, in fact, I think I got distracted straight away. We went off on some tangent. There's nothing wrong with going off on a tangent. That's what tangents are for. They're for going off on. That's why if you ever go along a railway line, you'll see every now and then there'll be a tangent. There'll be a branch line. That's how you get to other places. If you want to go somewhere else other than where the current rail is going, you get off on the tangent track. There's a fella in a hut there whose sole responsibility is to operate the tangents. He'll say, that train wants to go over there now. I'll switch the line so it goes over there. I'll switch the points, and let's hope to Christ they don't freeze up, because if the joints freeze up on a railway track system, you're going to end up just going along the same route forever and ever. Hopefully it's a circular route. You can go around in circles, because otherwise you're just going to be going going the same way forever. It'll be like being stuck in what's that thing the Christians used to have? That thing that's between heaven and hell, and well, it's neither. Not purgatory, the other thing that's nowhere. There used to be a thing that'd say, if you die, you've done nothing, but you're just a piece of crap that doesn't exist yet, you haven't been baptized or something, you go to that thing, the nowhere land, I forget what they call it. I think they've changed it now. They've changed the rules in the church now, as far as I understand it, because that was considered controversial. They used to say, if you haven't been baptized, you just go into nowhere land. It's like a vacuum. Of course, the vacuum would kill you if you've still got, although maybe it's just your soul, so I suppose you can survive in a vacuum then, but still, it's taking the piss. You've kept alive, you haven't, you're dead, but you've managed to keep alive through your whole short life, and then they put you into a vacuum where if you were still alive, you'd be dead. Luckily, you're not still alive, so you don't need to be able to breathe, so you can survive in the vacuum. But nonetheless, no, it's taking the piss. It's a piss take. Take extracting the urine. You take the urine out of one place and you put it into another place, and then you're left with a vacuum, unless there's air there. You have to remove that too. If you suck all the urine out with a vacuum cleaner, will the air come with it? I don't know. Would you just extract the urine and then extract the... No, you'd extract the... The extracting the urine part is just metaphorical. So no, you just extract all the air and then you'd have a vacuum and then you're metaphorically extracting the urine. You're not really doing it. There's probably no urine there at all in the first place. Our souls don't urinate. Just as they don't need to breathe, they don't need to urinate. Thank Christ for that. Because if they did have to urinate and they couldn't, then that would be hell. It wouldn't be nowhere land. That would be a whole different kettle of fish, a whole different theological issue. I've known people who study theology. They spend 7 years in college studying how to be a theologian, and then they go off and they get they get put in charge of some church, and they go and they spend the rest of their lives doing stuff. That's what they do. Theologian is all in theoretical thing. It's not training for doing stuff. If you want to train to do stuff, you go and do some sort of a technical degree. You go and do you learn, for example, how to screw light bulbs in with your face. Can you screw light bulbs in with your face? You probably can. I have a small one over here. It's for my desk lamp. It's a little, very small little screw-in light bulb. You could probably, if I cooled it down, in fact, the light bulb wouldn't be hot if I hadn't put it in yet, but I'd cool down the lamp, of course. Take out the old bulb. I could probably screw that in with my face. Although, why would I want to? My hands are perfectly well working. I've got proper hands here. That's not to say I'm degrading any listeners who don't have proper hands. I'm just celebrating the fact that I have proper hands, and thank Christ there's no need for me to worry about having to worry whether or not I can change the light bulb with my mouth. It's not an issue. Not an issue at all. Nothing really matters. No, that's a song. Nothing happens at all. The needle returns to the end of the song, and we all carry on like before, and we'll all be lonely tonight and lonely tomorrow. I'd forgotten that was a depressing song. I think I was mixing it up with something else. Something Happens. Was it Something Happens did that song? Or maybe it wasn't. The same people who did that parachute song that I introduced you foreigners to recently. Take a parachute and jump and wave to me as you are falling. Take a parachute and jump. Oh, something, something, something falling. If the wind won't catch you, I will. That's Tom Dunn. He's on an Irish radio station called News Talk now. Because apparently if you have one hit song and another one that someone on a podcast vaguely remembers and thinks might be connected to you in some way, that qualifies you to do a talk show on a news talk station. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. This country is going to pot, I can tell you. Not in a good way. Everyone going around happily drugged up on marijuana way. Well, wouldn't it? Which itself mightn't necessarily be good. Not that I've anything against marijuana, but we can't all be spending our whole lives drugged up, or there'll be no one there to keep order over all this chaos, because everything's default status is chaos. We're here on this planet that's going around randomly through space, flying at 300 million miles an hour, and unless someone actively puts the brakes on, chaos remains. Someone has to put the brakes on, metaphorically of course. Invent the system of time and the calendar and all of that crap. If we were all drugged up all the time, that would never have happened. We wouldn't know where we were or when we were or what we were doing. We'd all be caught up in a big imaginary world. There'd be nobody to domesticize the cats, so there'd be saber-toothed tigers roaming the streets. You wouldn't be afraid to go out. You probably wouldn't be afraid because you'd be drugged up, but you wouldn't be able to go out. And even if you did, because you were drugged up, you'd get eaten by a saber-toothed tiger who'd meowed his way up to your gate and then chopped your head off with his teeth. I'll tell you, you won't be changing any light bulbs with those teeth. I don't know, that wouldn't work out. I break them straight away with my grinding through them with his teeth, and then, ironically, he might may well even injure himself. He might cut the top of his, the roof of his mouth or something, and that would be shallow justice. That's the nearest you get to an organized civilization, if we are all on drugs. So let that be a lesson to you druggies. Today's Into Your Head is brought to you by various assorted fine affiliates. If you want to help the show, just go to intoyourhead.com, explore the right column of any page on the website, and you'll see all of my affiliates, including Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, Amazon.com, Audible, a place that does glasses, prescription glasses, and send them out anywhere in the world. That energy drink that has no caffeine in it. What else? Pet food. I've got pet food affiliates, pet supplies affiliates in the UK and North America, all sorts of crap. And when you shop through any of these people using my links, it doesn't cost you a penny extra, but you help the show, or you could just send a tip. Visit the tip jar at intoyourheadradio.com. Absolutely fucking fantastic. This was the shortest and most complete ad today, exactly 1 minute hello. Now, I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, oh.
Do you like reruns? Of course you do. Reruns are the modern day equivalent to new things. Anyway, Into Your Head Radio now has a dedicated reruns feed. Every week, there's a fresh selection of old shows handpicked from throughout Into Your Head Radio's 6-year history. And it's free. To subscribe to the new reruns feed, just visit intoyourhead.com/archive.
You can't don't deny it. It may sound like a load of crap, but that's exactly what you're thinking right now. It's going through your head. It's stuck in your head, and it's going to be still stuck in your head tomorrow morning when you wake up. You'll be thinking, I might go a beat behind this when I get my iPad system up and running. I just wanted to get that off my chest for now. Just be careful what you wish for with your thoughts, because they'll come back to haunt you, as a song that gets into your head, courtesy of Into Your Head Radio. Hello. Now, I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, oh, Christ, he's done this, he did this already. Let's not go down that same route again, please. I'm only just getting over the previous thing, which turned out to be nothing. Well, you should be used to that by now. You've been a listener since 2006, since episode 1, I assume. Either that or you're a blow-in. A blow-in, like, for example, the correspondent I got today from, what's his face? I can't name him because he doesn't realise he's communicating with the show. But suffice to say, there are now a number of Into Your Head virtual publicity assistants who manifest himself on Facebook and elsewhere. One of them is a female called Laurie. And Laurie received a communication from, oh, a listener who's named after an American state. That's all I can say. Hold on, it's in here in notes. This fella just says, I'm, insert name, just saying hello to a fellow IYH fan, smiley face. I've never met anyone else who likes it. Jesus H. Christ, Anonymous. I appreciate you're trying to reach out to other fans, but fucking hell, you've never met anyone else who like. You don't meet people who like this. They're spread out all over the world in different parts of the country. You're not going to go down the street and bump into someone and say, oh, sorry about that. Hopefully you're a fellow IYH fan, so you'll forgive me for bumping into you. Is there a secret sign we can give each other to communicate? No. If you want to meet other Into Your Head listeners, follow me on Twitter. You'll come across them. Twitter.com/IntoYourHeadPod. Like the Into Your Head fan page on Facebook. Facebook.com/IntoYourHeadPod. I think you already done that. Into Your Head Podcast. You'll come across them. There's various assorted people. If you're one of these people, I don't know what to say to you, except thank you very much for reaching out to my virtual female publicity assistant, who's probably not going to be there much longer, because after a while they all get blocked off. Facebook says, give me your phone number, and my virtual publicity assistants don't give their phone number to anyone. For one thing, I'd have to have a new phone for each of them. That's not an expense that a small setup like this can accommodate. Anyway, suffice to say, yes, we've some other communication here too. Terry, this apparently listened to or else read the update about the 2-hour special yesterday, and he responded to it by saying, two cats walk into an aquarium, curiosity gets the better of them, and they are consumed after leaning too far over the ledge at the shark exhibit. Now presumably that's a suggestion for a two cats walk into a bar story alternative. I must have asked for that or something while I was drunk. So thank you very much for that. Let's put it to the test now and see if it works. Two cats walk into an aquarium. Curiosity gets the better of them and they are consumed. You spelt that wrong, Terry. Unless consumed means something else. Let's look that up now. See if consumed means anything. Consumed with an M. Because I don't want to be misrepresenting Terry. Terry's a professional something or other. I don't want to be misrepresenting him because that's illegal. I know, because I used it. I used it in a series of emails to Sky Television last year when I was trying to get out of a charge. I said, misrepresentation is the law, and misrepresentation is very clear both here in the UK and here in Ireland. I demanded a refund of some money that they forgot to tell me they were going to charge me when they fixed my satellite dish. And it worked, I can tell you. It worked. I got my €100 back. I got one over on Big Business on Rupert Murdoch. Where are we? Consumer. No, what was I looking up? Hold on. Consumed. There we go. Consumed. Consumed with an M. Two M's, in fact, if you count them both. Why wouldn't you? Consumed. Show results for consumed. No, it doesn't appear to be a word. It's leading me to consumes. So I'm going to make an executive decision here and assume that Terry meant to say consumed. Two cats walk into an aquarium. Curiosity gets the better of them and they are consumed after leaning too far over the ledge at the shark exhibit. Well, how am I supposed to go with that, Terry? You've killed off both of the main characters in the first line. Maybe you mean that as a self-contained two cat story. You weren't requiring me to expand on it, but that's no use to me. The whole point of starting a two cats walk into a bar story is that it's supposed to get you on to some other topic. It says something to get going. It's an alternative to saying you join me at a tremendously exciting moment, or monkey nuts, that's what they call the monkey nuts, because I've worn that one out too. So no, Terry, you don't get it. You don't get the two cats thing. It's not about coming up with exciting ways to kill off two poor innocent cats within the first two lines of the story. But a good effort, all the same. Try again. Feel free to try again, Terry. Give me something I can work with. Anyone else, follow me on the social networks. If you want to interact in any of these ways, just go to intoyourheadradio.com. There's big fucking buttons up the top. There's a huge T and a huge F and a huge G plus or something. It used to be a second T for a short time for Tumblr, and then I decided Tumblr is a load of crap. I tried it for about a week. I'd rather Jack the Weaver back. See previous episode for further on that thing. It's a reference. It's a reference to a pop culture thing. Well, maybe not a pop culture. Did anyone recognize that song, incidentally? I'd rather Jack the Weaver back. Or was it a new thing for you? I don't know. I'd be interested to know. Where are we going? I don't know where we're going. 7 minutes and 18 seconds. That's where we're going. That's absolutely fucking fantastic. How long is this show going to be? I don't know. I was intending them to be a bit longer than the half hour they've been of late, because there's now only 3 shows a week. I intend to make them longer, but on this particular occasion, I won't make it longer, because you're all still trying to get through the previous 2-hour thing that came out the day before yesterday. So maybe I won't make this longer. Or maybe I will. Will I? Yes, I will. Hold on. I will try. I've got my new iPad telephone here. Let's see if I can bring up an instrument. Garage Band, new song, keyboard. There we go. It's time to christen the new Into Your Head keyboard. Spin that around. Probably need to turn. See, what I'm trying to do here is not tax you too much. Because as I say, you're all still catching up on the previous 2-hour catch-up episode after my break. Get used to those. I'll be taking a couple of holidays this year and there'll be breaks involved. You can't break an egg without you can't make an omelette without taking breaks. You can't take a break without taking a break from what you do. That's how it goes. Anyway, we'll turn that off for now. I don't even know whether you could even hear it, because I did that on the fly. I hadn't set up anything. Anyway, on with the show. There now follows a segment in which we deal with Benjamin Netanyahu and his duck reference, his world famous duck reference. Absolutely fantastic. So to recap, it's Benjamin Netanyahu ducks. I don't have any cats called Benjamin Netanyahu, but I did used to have a cat who was named after Kofi Annan. Her name was Kofi. She didn't have a surname, but if she had, if the vet had ever asked what's the cat's surname, we probably would have said Annan, although they'd usually just put the owner's surname. For some reason, cats don't adopt their owner's surname. Don't be fucking ridiculous. Or maybe they should, I suppose, but they don't. They don't. That would cause all sorts of possibilities for fraud. I could go down somewhere and say, oh, I have a child called Kofi Annan. Will you give him some money, please? Because he's a child. No, you can't be doing that. Anyway, Kofi Annan. Or rather, no, not Kofi Annan. Benjamin Netanyahu. Will we deal with some further correspondence while we're apparently in the mood? We might as well. Let's have a look here. Recently, I posted on Facebook, TV3 Ireland AM just showed Benjamin Netanyahu talking about ducks for a whole minute before adding, except they're nuclear ducks. That in itself is not correspondence. But as I explained recently, this is the new regime. The new normal, of course, as Tom Lycus likes to call it, the new normal. The new normal of correspondence. Is that correspondence is anything that you reply to me on the social networks. And Terry, the same Terry referred to above, replied, I now suffer from nuclear severe anatidophobia. Thanks a lot, Neil. And then some sort of a smiley that looks like a cross between a door lock and something more vulgar that you might find on a pornographic cartoon. Well, at least you put in an exclamation mark. When you put in an exclamation mark on something, it means, it's okay. I mean this in jest or in exaggeration, which is probably what the smiley face means too. But he's being considerate to those of us who don't understand smileys. So he's putting traditional punctuation as well, which I much appreciate, Terry. Thank you very much. But that's not the piece of correspondence I was meant to be looking at here. Let's see. Here we go. I said somewhere, apparently there are things called podcast consultants now. Yuck. What's his face, whose name I can never remember because he doesn't even use it in his name. Because it's a page rather than a day. I don't know. Your man from DPS show said, they sound evil. Wouldn't a podcast about podcasting rip a hole in space and time? I don't know, Mr. DPS show. All I know is, I'm not in nuclear physicist. If I was, I wouldn't be sitting here making, or would I? Would I be sitting here making podcasts? So I did train as an accountant and I seem to be still sitting at home making podcasts. Although it's partly because I failed in my training as an accountant. If I had trained as a nuclear physicist and being successful, I suppose there's a good chance that I wouldn't be here now. Or I might be doing the nuclear physicistism show here on the internet, because you can do more than one a DPS show just started a second podcast. He's doing a thing about Spore. That's the new thing now all the young people have. They have one podcast where it's young people sitting around getting drunk and shouting and swearing, which DPS show happens to be one of the better ones out of that category. But now they do a side thing where they do movies or Spore or something. He started. Rest assured, DPS show, I won't be listening to your sports show. I have no offence, but I have no interest in sports. Not least American sports. I don't want to. Sports are for the faint of mind. People who don't have minds and they have to put all their energy into using their bodies to do things, or else they like to sit watching sports with their eyes. They use their eyes. They looked at. Oh, they stand up in a stadium somewhere with a plastic cup of beer, and they sit there and they go, "Hello, here's a game. We watch a game. It'll be just like they do in the Simpsons. The Simpsons often go to games. They sit in the games, and then something interesting happens other than sport, which just goes to prove sport isn't interesting. And whenever the Simpsons or anyone in the sitcom goes to a sports stadium for an event, there's always something outside the realm of the sports world that happens to make the show more interesting, because that's what they know that's necessary. Well, the characters don't know that's necessary, but that's because they're not self-aware. Characters in a situation comedy are not usually self-aware, and when they are, it's corny and it's fake, because they're still characters no matter how much. You know what I mean. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for that DPS show. I've still got a load of dead Glenn Acton comments to deal with. I'm not in the mood for them at the moment. I don't have to do everything just because it's here right now, this minute. I can save stuff up for when I'm in. See, that's the beauty of being at work from home, not ruled over by some boss. Broke as hell thing. I'm not broke as hell at the moment, but there's more to life than being a wealthy office worker, you know. Everybody stop going to office. Did I say this earlier? I don't know. I think I deleted the segment, so I may not have. If you're listening to this on your way to your boring office job, stop immediately, turn around and go home and start a podcast and become a house husband or housewife, or else do so. Get another job that you prefer. fur, or else find some happy medium. There's no point just sitting there waiting for things to change. You have to take action. You have to get up off your arse, take risks. Take the risk of being broke, for example, as I did. It's absolutely fine. There's more to life than being a wealthy individual. There's no point. We're getting a bit too serious here. Anyway, good morning.
Do you have requests, questions, ringworm, comments, suggestions, clarifications? Contact Neil at studio@intoyourhead.com. That's studio@intoyourhead.com.
This is an epilogue to today's show. It's basically here to reward you for sitting through the approximately 15 seconds of announcements, bookended the end of the show there, except that wasn't the end of the show. The end of the show is yet to come. Isn't it fantastic? This is like when you have a secret, hidden, extra secret, hidden, extra secret, hidden, extra secret, hidden track on a CD. You give it to your child and they say, what the fuck is this? Is this one of those gramophone records I keep hearing about on, that thing that's on HBO with the gangsters, set in the old days? Your man out of Reservoir Dogs. Is that what it is? And you'll say, no, it's a gramophone. It's not a gramophone record, rather. It's a CD, a compact disc. It's called compact because it's small and compact. And they'll say, oh, that's great. How do you transfer it onto your MP3 player? Is it small enough to fit inside my flash drive that's approximately 1/4 inch wide? I don't know what its radius is. I don't think it's even round. Why is that thing round? What's your old people's obsession with round things? You'd have thought, at least by the 1980s when that was invented, it would have been a sphere rather than a circle, because they got over the whole thing about the Earth being a flash disk many centuries ago, so surely your CDs would have been a lot more useful if they were 3D CDs, if they were spherical shaped. Imagine how much more you could have fit. That's why the world isn't flat, it's round, because you can fit much more on a sphere than a circle. That's what God or the scientists or whoever created the world discovered. They discovered it pretty early. They said, no, this flat earth thing isn't going to work out. Let's maybe have a round 3D spherical earth. It can still be round, just won't be flat. That's why the people who incidentally who say, the earth is flat and round, had it right. The earth can be both flat and round. It's not an either or. It's not a, this fella says the earth is round, but this fella says it's flat. No, it's both. It's round and flat. That's how spherical works. Anyway, I think we're done here. Good morning.
Sit, Annie. Sit.
Good cat.